Pán Lord je vo tvojim srdcu. Amen. When I was younger, I had a grandmother, a nene, as most of us do, who thought I was sinless. I could do nothing wrong. I was perfect. I was her pasha, her prince. And being the firstborn of the grandchildren, being the first boy of the grandchildren on both sides of the family, I could do nothing wrong. And I began to believe this. My mother also believed this, and still does, that I can do no wrong. And so I believed this. I thought I am perfect in every way, and I didn't see any of my mistakes. Of course, all of this came to an end when I got married. Because once you get married, your significant other will tell you all the things that you do wrong. Not to put you down, but to make you go up, to raise you, to elevate you. They are there to teach you and to show you the reality and not the world you have created around yourself, which I have done. And this is what we hear in today's gospel reading. This is what we hear in the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee, at first glance, looks to be perfect. And he believes that he is perfect. He believes that he has done nothing wrong. In fact, he says, he justifies himself by saying, I fast twice a week, I give my tithe into the temple, and I keep all the commandments. And I do all this when all these other people don't. And then we hear the tax collector, who says, by his own confession, he is sinful and he has done wrong. And he is not worthy to even look up to God. But Christ surprises everyone by saying, it is the tax collector who is actually righteous in this story. And it is the Pharisee who is sinful, because the tax collector recognizes the reality around him. He has not created a facade or fake world around him and lives in paradise up in the clouds, but he is there on the ground and believes and knows what he is. And this is how we are supposed to look at ourselves, because this is how God sees us. He sees us, and we must see ourselves in the same light. He goes on to say, those who humble themselves will be raised up. And those who raise themselves up will be humbled, will be lowered. So often, the question should be asked, how do we look at ourselves? How do we see ourselves? In English, we say we sometimes have rose-colored glasses on. Right? We have blinders on. We don't notice all the horrors and the horrible things that we do. And I have to say in Armenian, as I'll say in English, I have to confess, I am that way. I'm not an optimist. I'm the optimist of all the optimists. I always think everything is okay. The house can be burning around us. It's okay. We're warm at least. I always look for the bright side on everything. And this is good at times, but it is also bad, because I don't notice the bad things and the horrible things that are going on. You'll hear me say it all the time, it's going to be okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. That's my catchphrase. And so often, I rise up so high into heaven that I think we're in heaven already. And there are people that bring me back down, thankfully. Hasmik is one of them. She brings me back down to the ground and puts my feet on the ground. This is something that many Christians do. We think because we are saved, and I use that loosely, because we are saved, everything is okay. We don't have to worry about anything. God is going to have mercy on us. God loves us, and God will not punish us, because we judge ourselves according to what other people do. We are not like the Turks. We are not like the Azeris. We are not like any other nation. And we were the first nation. So God's going to have mercy on us and love us more. But the opposite is true. God is going to judge us more strictly and more harshly because we are the first. As an oldest child, and those who are the oldest know this. You're the oldest? The youngest. The oldest children know this. They get judged and punished the most harshly because they should have known better. And this is true also in Christianity. We are the first nation. We should have known better. And so, we must remember that we will be judged not by what other people do, but by what the gospel tells us to do, by what Christ has said. He is the standard we must live up to. And it is a hard standard to live up to. Christ is the standard, and when put in perspective, we have to remember what we have to do. Sometimes we think, oh, we just have to fast, we have to donate, we have to pray. And these are all wonderful things. But Christ very clearly says what you need to do, what each of us need to do. And he says, be perfect like your heavenly Father is perfect. It is a very hard requirement to achieve. It is a tall order, which many of us will fail, if not all of us will fail. Because we've been told no one is perfect except for God. I had a teacher once who would never give out 100. They'd only give out 99. Even if you got all the questions correct. No, I'm sorry. No. She would give out 98. She would say, all right, you got all of them right, you had 98. And we would always say, well, why don't we get 100? And she would say, 98 because you got it. 99 because I can only get 99. And God's the only one that gets 100. Wow. So, that was a little pride of her, too, putting herself up there. But still, that's another sermon for another day. But so often, we think of only ourselves as being good, kind, and sinless. When in reality, we have to recognize our mistakes, the bad things we do, and the sins that we have committed. The early Christians knew all about this. And this is why the early Christians had put into every service that they had, including in the Armenian Church, during the Baladok, during the hours, the morning service, the evening service, and even during the sacraments, the psalm that says, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sins are ever before me. Psalm 50, number 3. This is how we must live our lives, is that our sins must be before us always. So often we hear in Christianity today, especially, put your sins behind you. They're done. And this is true to a certain extent. But when we put them behind us, we forget that we've done them. We think we are better now than before. And we put them behind us and we fall into them again. It means nothing. When we commit a sin, we come to church, we ask for forgiveness, and then we do the same thing again. This is why, if our sins are before us, we will recognize the mistakes we have made and try not to fall into them again. This is a tough sermon right before Christmas. And it's supposed to be an uplifting sermon before Christmas, but it wasn't. The reason is all the gospel readings up until Armenian Christmas on January 6th all deal with preparation for the coming Christ. They all talk about things that we need to do to be better in order to prepare for Christ's arrival. So my prayer is this Christmas, as we celebrate American Christmas this week, we see the reality of who we are. We give ourselves that present. That gift. Because the greatest gift anyone can have is to have someone who tells the truth right next to them. So often we have people that just want to please us, that are yes people, that continue to say, yeah, everything's okay, don't worry, you look beautiful, you're smart, you're kind, you're all these things. But to have a true friend, to have a true companion, to have a true person who is next to you and will say the dirty things that you have done, and wake you up and shake you, is one of the greatest gifts we can have. Because then we learn what we are really like, and we are able to change ourselves. That is my prayer for each of us this week, that we receive that gift, that we have that person. And if we don't have that person, we be that person to ourselves. And we judge ourselves strictly, and truthfully, so that we will be able to change ourselves and become better people, better Christians, and better children of God.